News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Monday, it's Pep Talk, and it's time when you hear that song for Malcolm Ballinger, our friend from Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. Happy June.
What a beautiful day.
New month.
Yeah.
Summer's finally here officially, I think.
Hurricane season.
Oh, you didn't. Well, I don't use that word. That's the H word. We don't say that word.
maybe if we ignore it, it'll go away. What do you think?
Well, Miss Sugar on the beach, they did the whole ceremony to keep the hurricane, the things away. And so
that usually works.
And so that has worked very well in the last several years. So
yes, really.
Miss Bonnie McDonald with Boogie Inc., she's our Miss Sugar this year. So I think she's a powerful lady. I think she'll keep the H's away. That's my hope anyway. So how are you? You've got a new downtown crowd, it looks like.
Yes, hot off the presses, as they say.
I love that. Well, what is in store for us this month, the month of June?
Well, you can see on the front cover a very beachy.
I love it.
Beachy cover.
Big time flamingo. I've seen these big time flamingo inner tubes, I guess you say, or rafts.
Yeah, that's more for the pool, I guess, than...
Oh, it could be for anything.
You wouldn't want... Well, you wouldn't want to... sit on one of those in the ocean, would you?
Sure.
In the Gulf?
Sure. Why not?
You'd probably find yourself in Cuba fairly quickly.
Why not? Everybody needs a little trip, a little excursion.
Yeah, okay.
Why not? So that's good. So this is all about summer. Looks like you have lots of different things in here in regards to what's coming up in June. Lots of different celebrations coming up. We've got the Juneteenth event that'll be coming up, the fourth annual Juneteenth Family Reunion for Culture. Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun. Juneteenth Unity Fest is happening. Blue Wahoos is doing a Juneteenth celebration. Five Sisters Cafe. They'll have the 36th annual MLK Day Parade. So we're going to have a lot. And UWF is doing a Juneteenth celebration. So that's all very exciting.
Yeah. As always, lots happening in Pensacola.
The big thing, though, is staying cool. That's my goal for the summer. So we just had our friend Emily on from Council on Aging of West Florida. And you know, Emily, I don't know if you know that Malcolm is chairman of the board for Council on Aging.
Yes, I'm immediate past chairman.
And so this is a big event for them, our senior chill out this Friday. If you just joined us, maybe you missed Emily this morning. But such a great event because we get people donating air conditioners, big box fans, donations to purchase those to keep our seniors cool this summer. So that's a great thing. So Malcolm is part of that.
Well, I take no credit. Josh and Emily and
the whole team there
the whole
is pretty
team
phenomenal.
There do a great job.
Pretty phenomenal.
Yes.
But that's it. The goal for me this summer, what's my goal? Keep cool. Whatever it takes. Swimming, boat, pool.
Well.
Air conditioner.
One way to stay cool.
Yes.
Is to... dare I say it, drink beer.
Well, we have a lot of breweries in town now. We got lots of opportunities to do that for
Well,
sure.
Well, we have the Crafts for a Cause.
Oh,
which would
when
be
is that?
Craft beer.
Craft beer. When is that?
That is, I believe, June 11th.
Okay.
At the Fish House.
Oh, how fun. That'll be fun. And we'll have our ladies from Great Southern coming in this week, I believe, to talk about that. So that'll be exciting. So that's coming up. There's lots of new, like, ice cream and sherbet kind of places all over town now with our candy stores, so you can always get something cool in that respect if you're not a beer person and you like ice cream. Just saying.
Well, everybody likes ice cream.
I'm just saying.
Some of us too much.
True. That is true. What else is going on here?
Well, there's an article on page 11 about Juneteenth.
Yes, that's the one that we were...
Yes, about the various celebrations. And then, of course, there's the, as you just pointed out, the Keep It Cool article, Cool Trees.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, things to stay cool. That's my goal.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those little handheld fans that people have. Have you seen those, Malcolm, where you kind of can just hold them up to your face?
No, I haven't.
They're so cute. They're like little battery-operated fans, and you click on it, and it literally just blows air right on your face, like wherever. I've seen them at the air show and when people are out on the beach. They are the best.
Well, my first thought that comes into my head, as you might imagine, because I have strange thoughts, as you know, was that you shouldn't get it too close to your nose.
No, Malcolm, you shouldn't get it too close to your nose or your ears or your eyes. No.
Are there people with the end of the nose taken off?
Hopefully. I'll have to show you how to use it. We'll do a little using the portable fan 101 for Malcolm. No, you don't want to knock your nose off.
Now, I'm sure they
are. But actually, those things are very safe because...
They have a collapsible...
Well, and the other thing, too, is that if you should, the thing that's kind of neat about them, if you should hit your hand, they just stop. Like, they're plastic, so they don't okay. really... They're not metal or, you know, not gonna slice your nose off. I worry about you sometimes, Malcolm. I really do.
Well, yes, I worry sometimes, too, that my mind goes to strange places. Most people think, well, that's beautiful. It keeps people cool. Mm-hmm. My mind goes, would it chop the end of your nose off?
And that's such a creative visual, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I roll my eyes, which you all can't see.
I think an analyst would have a field day, wouldn't they?
Clearly, yes, I think so. If you have a question for Malcolm, you might after these recent statements, 850-437-1620.
Why I'm even in front of the mic.
This is Pep Talk, talking about Ballinger Publishing. And Malcolm is the owner and publisher and has been for many, many years. And all kidding aside, he makes a tremendous difference in our community, supports so many different organizations, not just financially, but also personally. He's involved as the recent chair, for example, of the Council on Aging and so many others. The list is long.
Can I be serious? For a moment.
I'm being serious right now.
Okay, good. Council on Aging is such a wonderful organization. There are so many wonderful organizations that look after the less fortunate, mm-hmm. older, sick, etc. But one of the things that has really created a challenge for them is that government funds, state and local, mm-hmm. and national funds have been cut. And so many of them now are starting to operate on a very reduced budget. It's very, very trying time. So if a particular nonprofit touches your heart, be it animals, be it young children, old folks, whatever it might be, then now would be a good time to sort of sign a check. And
all of the organizations are really... Yes. From the arts organizations to the nonprofits that provide services in the community, every single one has received tremendous, huge, not just minimal cuts, but huge cuts into their funding and budget this year as of January. So a lot of them are really hurting, trying to come up with alternatives. Unfortunately, many are having to cut back on programs, client services. It's really tragic in a lot of ways, but you can make a difference. And even if you can just go online and donate $5, $10, even that little bit, if everybody did that, it would help.
Yes.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a $10,000 donation, but you can just, anything will help.
And also, of course, you can donate your time.
Yes.
It is very, very satisfying to help with, again, whatever touches your heart, whether it's kids or older folks or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great sense of accomplishment.
No doubt about it. I mean, real satisfaction because I don't know who benefits more, the person that's being given to or the person that's doing the giving, because sometimes it's even better.
Yeah. Yes, that's well
it's
said.
True. All right. We're going to take a break here to listen to a couple of advertisements, and then we will be back with Malcolm Ballinger to talk about Ballinger Publishing and some of the things going on in the community. So if you have a question or a concern or something that you would love to hear Malcolm's opinion about, 850-437-1620. Back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, talking about community events, Council on Aging, some of the different things that are happening. Coming up this Saturday is the Sea Turtle Baby Shower, Malcolm.
Yes.
On the beach. Yes. Also one of my favorite events. So much fun. And there's a great article in Downtown Crowd right on pages 18 and 19. All about the fact that we are in sea turtle nesting season right now in our community on the beaches. And I think they've got one nest so far, I heard, has already been established.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think we had 13 plus nests last year. Mm-hmm. So we have a whole organization called Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, and they're a group of volunteers that get together every morning. They head out onto the beach to look for the trails of turtles. If they find a nest, they mark that off so people won't disturb it. And then the coolest thing ever is later on down the road when those little hatchlings hatch and head into the water, into the Gulf. So we're doing everything to try to help this endangered species right here in the Pensacola area.
And, of course, if you go to the beach, be respectful of those areas.
Don't leave trash. Don't dig deep holes. It's very simple. At night, if you are going to wander around, you can get flashlights that have that amber color on it because the light from the hotels and things like that, and from your flashlights. A lot of people go at night, tourists and friends, crabbing, and they have those bright lights on. Well, those lights disorient the turtles in terms of placing themselves to the right spot for the nest, but also when the hatchlings hatch, they follow the moon to the water. And so does the mother follows the moonlight back to the water. That's their guidance system. So when we use those white lights, we're disrupting that. You're looking at me blankly. You didn't know this?
I did not know this.
Oh, okay.
I have learned something.
Yes, yes. So this Saturday is a big sea turtle baby shower, which is an event that happens right at Gulfside Pavilion. It's going to be a lot of fun, great for the kids. Lots, I think 20-plus organizations are going to be there. And it's just celebrating our turtles in this area and fun for the kids and for the whole family. So I just thought I'd put a plug in for that since you have this beautiful article with these great pictures all about making way for the turtles.
Yes, we have over the years actually done several articles on the sea turtles. I think Kelly and Morgan are kind of connected to that.
Yeah, well, it has a thing about the sea turtle nest. If you do see one, don't disturb it. They mark them off. They go to a lot of trouble to mark them off and to protect them. And so don't disturb it. Just try to be respectful of our beautiful environment that we have. You are too funny. He's very quiet today. Malcolm is very quiet today.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I was actually, contrary to popular belief, I was actually thinking.
No.
Thinking before I speak.
Maybe that's why I'm shocked. Maybe that's what's messing me up this morning.
Yes.
He's pausing before.
I was thinking.
Okay.
Excuse me. And
you were thinking about?
I was thinking about summer camps, which was the article.
Let's change the subject from turtles to summer camps.
which was an article in Pensacola Magazine. And I just saw the Ballet Pensacola ad in downtown crowd. And that reminded me about all the various camps, the opera.
Little theater, ballet. Everybody. Plus, the city has camps available, too. We had someone on last week. She was talking about some of the camps that are available for the kids, which are great because they do field trips with those summer camps. They also take them swimming and do outings and things. And those are like all day, every day, which is great, especially for folks that have to work during the summer and their kids are home now.
As you know, the one that's closest to me is the opera
camp. Are you going to
people
attend?
Out there yawn and say opera? But
are you going to sing? Are you going to go?
No, I would close down the opera if I sang.
Yeah, I'd like to see you at the Young Dancer Intensive. That one's coming up in July.
Well, I have been a little bit of a dancer. I danced in the Life is a Dance, actually.
That's true.
Twice.
You sure did. Yeah.
I say modestly, I thought I did pretty well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to look that up. Is that on YouTube somewhere? Or
I believe it's on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was your partner? Do you remember?
My partner was a young lady who's not moved to Texas. Probably after dancing with me, she moved to Texas.
No comment.
But I thought we did a wonderful job.
Well, I'm proud of you for doing that because that's a great cause.
It was on the Sanger stage, too.
Yeah.
And
I did not realize. I'm sorry I missed that. Had I known, I would have been there to support you.
I've said this several times. I may even have said it on the air that I now understand why people get stage struck. Because for some reason, I was frightened to death and I couldn't remember the steps. And
it's scary.
I thought, oh, my God. I was ready just to bolt out the stage door. But one of the Life is a Dance, Dancing with the Stars, Tony Dovoloni, said to me, "You look nervous." And I said, "Yeah, I am." I said, "I'm ready to bolt for the door." He said, "Don't worry about it. You see, it happens to everybody. Once you do the first step, it'll come to you."
Right.
And he was absolutely right. And I mean, seriously, I did a reasonable job, but I wasn't certainly no Fred Astaire.
But you didn't forget any of your steps,
I didn't forget any of my steps.
That counts.
And there was a...
Did you have fun?
I loved it.
See? Yeah. Okay.
At the end, there was a piece where I believe it's technically called a slash, where I took the young lady and pulled her between my legs.
Whoa.
And then she puts up her foot, and then I put my elbow on it. Sounds very complicated.
Yes, it does.
But we had been practicing that for 8 weeks.
Wow.
Never got it right.
Right.
But on the night, perfect.
Oh, yay.
So it was meant to be. But anyway, I'll get back to the point that I was making earlier is that I now understand why people get stage struck, because it's something about people applauding and you achieve something. It just felt good.
Yeah, there's a whole energy there that can't be replaced. To me, there's nothing better than live theater. I mean, and I love film and I love all the other venues, but something about what happens between an audience and a performer, there's an energy and a connection there that is remarkable, especially when you're on the receiving end.
Mm.
When you're on stage and after the performance and you're getting everybody's standing and you're clapping and there's just something magical about all of it.
Yes.
And I suspect you probably got the standing O when you did yours.
Modestly,
he says. Okay.
I think people were just relieved I didn't fall off the stage.
That too. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We will be back with Pep Talk in just a couple minutes right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, sitting here with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing, looking at the new issue of Downtown Crowd. Malcolm, where can you pick up an issue of Downtown Crowd? Because it's free.
Yeah, just
comes
about
out every month.
Just about anywhere.
Okay, that's helpful. Can you give us a couple of examples?
Well, if you're in the downtown area,
okay. It's
in every restaurant. It's Joe Pad is.
There you go. Okay.
Just all kinds of places.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know the visitor centers have them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and one on the beach, I know, has a Downtown Crowd little stand for your publication.
And, of course, Pensacola Magazine is available also.
Yes, that comes out now, too, at the beginning of the month.
It is at the printers now, and we're eagerly awaiting.
Okay, so we'll have to talk about that again. Next week, we'll take a look at that and see what's coming.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good.
And, of course, you can get a sneak preview by going online.
I love that.
BallingerPublishing.com.
It's very cool because you click on it. It's almost like you have the publication in your lap.
It's like a flip book.
You can flip the pages.
Yes.
I think that's just kind of amazing, really.
Yes. So everything that we publish is on that website. And we're finding more and more people access it, enjoy reading online.
Yeah. It's always good articles. You always have something about the community. And I love Pensacola Magazine, and you have pictures of events that have happened and people that are out and about, but also usually something that's relevant, sometimes about business, sometimes about community events. That's always there, which is helpful. Just like Downtown Crowd, I love that you have the calendar for the whole month. So if you pick up a Downtown Crowd, I keep it here because I'm always wondering what's happening in the community, obviously in my position. So you have everything that you need to know, even like things like the Blue Angels practice dates are listed here, stuff that's happening at Floribama. You know, it's a little bit of everybody. Mm. So nonprofit events, everything that you might want to do, especially for me now, I have family came in last week and trying to find things to do with them. So it's nice to have some options.
Mm. Our mission is to inform in terms of lifestyle, positive things that are happening in the community. We don't deal in bad things.
We deal in
good things and interesting things.
Mm-hmm. Very positive.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Very positive.
And we need a lot of positivity today.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. So Malcolm Ballinger's here with Ballinger Publishing. What are some of your other publications again, just in case folks aren't familiar with you?
Well, of course, Pensacola Magazine is our flagship publication.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do Coming of Age Magazine for the Council on Aging, seniors publication. We also do Business Climate, which is all about local business. Summation Weekly, which is a legal publication.
Okay.
And
We're running out of time. You can check it all out at
Ballinger. Can be accessed at BallingerPublishing.com.
There you go. Thanks, Malcolm.